the conclusions to be.
An international committee of medics and experts arrived in Ramallah today to investigate the killing of two Palestinian youth by Israeli soldiers. The youth, now nicknamed Al-Nakba children, 17-year-old Nadim Nawara and 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Ta'er, were shot and killed during a protest to mark Al-Nakba Day on the 15th of May. The CCTV video footage obtained from Defence for Children International showed the moment when the unarmed youth was shot and killed. The Palestinians claim they were shot with live bullets by Israeli soldiers. The Israelis responded with different stories, claiming that they were shot by Palestinians and they were shot only with rubber bullets by the soldiers present.
After 10 days, the team of experts will perform an autopsy on my son, and following this, there will be a European, Palestinian and Israeli team of experts who will investigate the bullet used that killed my son.
5 days after his son was killed, Nawara's family found the bullet which killed Nadim. However, they refused to hand this incriminating evidence to the police until a thorough international investigation took place.
The DCI, Bethlehem and Al-Haq Institution will work together with the team on this investigation. We are here today making the first steps in this investigation in order to know what happened on the day of Al-Naqsa.
The committee consisted of two specialist doctors. They will perform an autopsy on the body of Nadim Nawara with expected results on the 11th of June. The families of the martyrs say that this investigation will not bring back their children. However, what it will do is expose Israel's crimes and prevent these heinous crimes from taking place in the future. Nell Burden for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.